You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up later, a guest looks into the science of popularity and why some hits rise to the top while others flop.
First, Chicago's homicide rates surged last year, along with increases in many of the nation's other big cities after a decades-long decline in homicides nationwide since peaks in the 1980s and 90s.
Chicago, in particular, was in the national spotlight as President Trump made a statement via Twitter saying, quote, "If Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on," he wrote, "I will send in the feds." Well, the FBI, ATF, DEA, and U.S. Marshals are already working with police in Chicago on gun violence issues. The first month of 2017 saw continued high homicide rates after a big jump in 2016.
Our next guest has been reporting on violence in Chicago, the role of guns, community efforts to turn the tide, and the police response. Ann Givens is a law enforcement reporter for The Trace. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
In data you reported on from the University of Chicago Crime Lab, it looks like the jump in Chicago's homicide rate is specifically an increase in fatal shootings. What kind of information did you see there?
So the University of Chicago Crime Lab did a comprehensive study about the change in crime rate in Chicago last year. And what they found was a huge increase in all kinds of gun-related crimes. The biggest jump was in homicide, and those numbers climbed a huge 58%. 764 people were killed in Chicago last year, and most of those were by guns. 91% were firearm deaths. And then the next biggest increase was in non-fatal shootings, which were up 43%. Almost 3,000 people were shot and survived in Chicago last year.
And non-gun crimes, did we see any similar change in those, or is this a story about an increase in gun crime in general?
I think that if you take gun crime out of the equation, one thing that was of some interest to us was that without gun crimes, Chicago crime from 2015 to 2016 actually stayed pretty steady. So when we're talking about the story of the increase in violence in Chicago, we really are talking about a story of gun violence.
How does Chicago compare with some of the nation's other big cities when it comes to homicide rates in general and gun homicide in particular?
It's an interesting question because I think we hear so much about Chicago and probably more than we do about any other city these days. And I think the big reason for that is that Chicago is such a big city. So really more people were killed in Chicago last year than in any other city. But if you look at per capita rates, Chicago is actually number 8 on among U.S. cities of people who are killed in homicides. And cities that had more homicides than Chicago include St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, New Orleans. But we hear a lot about Chicago, I think, just because the numbers took such a steep climb last year, and also just because it's one of our biggest cities.
Now, we hear about an increase in gun deaths, in homicides in the United States, a lot of that focused in particular cities. Is it also focused in within those cities? Is it something that's a citywide phenomenon, or are police seeing it really keyed into particular areas?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, no, I mean, in Chicago in particular, it really is keyed into particular neighborhoods in Chicago, and I think police now are looking at some of the reasons why that is. But there are really just a few of the police districts in Chicago that account for a really large percentage of the homicides and the gun crimes there.
One thing that was striking in your write-up on this research, it's not just an increase in gun crime. The kinds of guns involved, the calibers of guns involved, are changing. What do we see?
So this is not just a Chicago issue. It's something that's happening nationwide that The Trace, which is the nonprofit news organization that I work for, has done some real reporting on. But the Chicago Crime Lab found that There were more in 2016. High-caliber guns were used more often than they had been at any point in the last 15 years. So that's like 9mm and 40-caliber firearms. And that is a trend that is taking place nationwide. Police are recovering more high-caliber firearms at crime scenes. And when we've spoken to medical experts, they say that that is going to come with a correlation to fatal crimes because these high-caliber guns are more likely to kill.
Talking to Ann Givens, law enforcement reporter for The Trace. Ann, we've laid out the problem here, pretty striking. You've also looked into some efforts to solve it. You've looked at, talked to some of the police technology people in Chicago, how they're trying to use a shot spotter technology, which we have in Milwaukee and some other places around the state, particularly Milwaukee, though. What are they working on in Chicago to try to react faster to shootings?
Yeah, so as you said, this is technology that's being used in many cities around the country, and Chicago has used it a bit in the past in very, very, I think it's 3 square miles they've been using it in the past, but now they've expanded it to be in place throughout their 2 most dangerous police districts. And so what this is it's gunshot sensors that immediately detect and alert police when a gun is fired. And what that what police say that's going to allow them to do is know with a really high degree of accuracy and also very quickly when a gun is fired so that they can respond. Because not always does somebody call 911. Somebody calls 911 and they say, yeah, I heard a gunshot, but I'm not sure exactly where. So this will allow police to respond. And that's, police say, good for a number of reasons. One, the bad guys and the neighborhood gets used to the idea that police are always going to come. So if I shoot my gun, the police are going to be here. So maybe that's a deterrent to shooting a gun. And the other reason is this new technology that's being used more and more where police are collecting bullet casings. And bullet casings, as you may know, are left with an imprint that is distinct to the gun that shot it, almost like a fingerprint. So if you get a bullet casing in one neighborhood, it might, if you examine it, it might tell you that it was shot from the same gun as a bullet casing that you had in another neighborhood. And police are hoping that by collecting all the bullets, because now they're going to be able to know exactly where the shots were fired, they will be able to create a database that will allow them to solve cold cases, solve new cases, and obviously if more people are being arrested, then probably that's a deterrent to people committing the crimes in the first place.
And Anne, you also looked at a community effort to reduce gun violence, Violence Interrupters. We've talked to the founder of that effort here on the show. People saw a lot of promise on it, but you went out and found that funding for it has been cut way back. There are way fewer people doing this kind of work over the last couple of years.
That's exactly right. It's a really interesting organization. So it is basically, it's called Cure Violence. It exists in 25 cities around the nation, and it was started in Chicago. And the idea of it is that the people who, that violence spreads the same way that a disease would spread, and that the way to stop it is to find the people who are infected, which is the people who are the victims and the perpetrators of the violence, and stop them from spreading it. And they use people who are very familiar with these communities, so not just of the neighborhoods, but in many cases former criminals, former gang leaders, who have a credibility in that community that allows them to speak to the people who are perpetrating the violence and convince them to stop. This at one point there were over 100 violence interrupters working in Chicago. State funding cuts have really just decimated them, and now there are only about 8 outreach workers working in the city. And the violence interrupters, the Cure Violence, has maintained that They're very effective when they are in place and when they're fully funded, and at a time when Chicago is in such dire need of solutions, they really should be funded better.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to Ann Givens from The Trace. We have a link to her work on gun violence in Chicago on the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up after the news, in a world of endless entertainment options, we look at what makes something stand out. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.